נשמע את רב לייזר הריך ללקת לפוקר, כי אם שנוח פה הקסורי, שדר אבני אודם לילך שוי, עד מכימה קיסר, כי אם שאין שם קיסר, כי אם שאין שם קיסר. So maybe people walk there, but it's private grounds, so maybe Yaakov holds that even though it's private grounds, here there is a rabbi. Masha'in came, if it's a chifufe, so then people don't walk there. People don't walk there, not so many people walk there because they don't like to rub against Exolim. So maybe it's not a rishis rabbi, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. This is what Rav Acha b'Rit Ravike. So why does Rav Acha b'Rit Ravike say that in the case of Arika Chifufe, that means when the case is standing. So the Tzidr is a rabbi. The Tzidr is a rabbi. So that's a distance of Himu Tvachim or Dalet Tvachim, some of which saw him. So he does not have a Tzidr is a rabbi because very few people were there. So the reason as to why, according to Rav Acha b'Rit Ravike, Eichadikya chifuche. So it does not have a dinner with the rabbi. It's not because of discomfort, but because there is no real hilachah. Because very few people walk there, even when it's crowded. So most people prefer to push themselves in the main grounds, on the main street, in the main grounds, rather than to walk near the ksolim and rub against the ksolim. But only a few people decide to walk near the Ksolim. So in other words, so the machlek is between Rav Poppe and Rav Acha b'Rit Ravike, according to the Ranz Pshat, is not whether there is such a requirement of Nichalei Tashmishi or not. Because the machlek is when relatively few people walk there, when it's grounded, not many people. So according to Rav Acha b'Rit Ravike, he does not become bottled to Rishis Rabbim, even though there are few people who walk there. And according to Rav Poppe, but there are a number of people who walk there. So it's considered the Mokim Milach Rabbim. That's the Machlekes. But according to the Ron, so we could say that in a case where it's Loini Chalitash Mishay, then even Rav Poppe will agree that it's not a Rishus Rabbim, in spite of the fact that there is no, in other words, so according to the Ron and the Ran, if it's not Nichalei Tashmishei, if people can walk uncomfortably there, even though they walk, it's not a Rishus Rabbim. Now, so in the machlekes, according to the Ron and the Ran, so the machlekes between Rav Poppe and Rav Acha b'Rit Ravike is on the question, what kind of a hilach l'rabim there must be. So according to Rav Acha b'Rit Ravike, there are many who walk there when it's crowded. So then it becomes a rishus rabim. But if there are not so many who walk there when it's crowded, let's say when the buildings are standing, so then it's not a Rishis HaRabim. It's not a Rishis HaRabim. And according to Rav Poppe, even though there aren't so many who walk there, but there's still some who walk there, so mainly it becomes a Rishis HaRabim. Masha'in came in the case where it's Loi Nichalei Tashmishei, so then even Rav Poppe might agree that he does not have a din of Rishis HaRabim, in spite of the fact that it's a Mokim Milach Rabbim. So what's the machlekes between the two Lishenes, Dav Zayin? So we'll see that when we reach that Gemara. But according to Teisves, so we have to say that the machlekes between Rav Pop and Rav Acha Ravike is on the question, if a Mokim Rishis Rabbim, like Tzidr Rishis Rabbim, that is, let's say, suppose it's not private grounds. So then the machlekes between Rabbi Zalman Yaakov and Rabbonon has no relevance. So is it a Rishus HaRabim because it's a Mokim Hiluch HaRabim, or is it not a Rishus HaRabim because it's not Nichalei Tashmishei? That's the machlekes between Rav Poppe and Rav Acha b'Rit Ravike. Now, again, let's turn to the Ran.
Now, the Gemara, from the Gemara in Erev, it appears, so there are two Mishenes in the Gemara in Erev. One, according to the first Lashon in Erev, so both, according to the first Lashon in Erev, so both Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanan agree that private grounds do not have a din of Rishus Rabbim, private grounds. According to the second Lashon in Erev, so according to the first Lashon in Erev, the machlekes between Rabbi Zabi Yaakov and Rabbonon is not the Shabbos dike machlekes, it's the Cheshmish dike machlekes. Whether Rabbim Shovad Lom Derech, Upir Lom Derech Leatzmon, so according to Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, they acquire a vested right, so it's not private grounds. So in Mele, it has a nafkimine in Shabbos, because they acquire a vested right, so it's a real Rishis Rabbim. And the Rabbonon should say that who hold that they do not acquire a vested right, so it is still vested private grounds. So maybe it's not a Rishus Rabbim. So it's not a Shabbos dike machlekes. Shabbos is only a nafkemine. Nafkemine in that machlekes. According to the second Lashon in the Gemara in Erev, so it's a Shabbos dike machlekes. It's a Shabbos dike machlekes. So that's either Rishus Rabbim are private grounds. And still, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says that it has a din of Rishus Rabbim, because the Rabbim walked there. And Rabbonon say, no, it does not have a din of Rishus Rabbim. And this is, and of course we pass on like the Rabbonon, so that means that if you have a city that Shishim Ribe Bekin Bay, but it belongs to a person, to a private person, so it does not have a din of Rishus Rabbim. So it's a Karmelis, even though it has all the other characteristics of a Rishus Rabbim. Now, then when the Gemara says, so now we have to understand, according to the Ram, so the Machlekes is, according to the second Lashon in the Gemara in Erev, the Machlekes is whether private grounds can have a din of Rishus Rabbim or not. Now, according to the Ror, he says, the Atshleisho Yabo Tvochim, Somuch Liksolim, Shein Derab Niodom Lischacher B'Keisel, is called Tzidr Rishus Rabbim. So Rav Acha Breit Ravike says that even Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is made that if he can have, so then it's not a Rishus Rabbim. Why isn't it a Rishus Rabbim? Because it's not a real Mokim Hilch L'Rabbim. Because most people don't like to walk there. And the Huzal Piresh, Eim Edishamus L'Rav Elazar Eichad Lekach Hefufe, Kigin Shenofla Aksolim, Shederab Neodom Leilich Shom Ad Mikim HaKeisel Kivin Shein Shom Keisel. So the Ross says that the machleke between Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbonon is not only in regard to the Mikim HaMechitzes, but even the three Tvochim, the four Tvochim, close to the Mikim HaMechitzes. So according to the Rabbonon, so it's not a Rishus Rabbim. According to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, it is a Rishus Rabbim. So Bishleime, in regard to the Mikim HaMechitzes itself, we understand as to why it's not a Rishus Rabbim according to Rabbanon. Because that's private grounds. And according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, it is a Rishus Rabbim, even the Mikim HaMechitzes. Why? Because even private grounds have a din of a Rishus Rabbim. But even the Gimel Tvochim or the Dalet Tvochim, Somuch to the Mikim HaMechitzes, that's certainly not private grounds. So, according to the Rabbonon, it's not a Rishus Rabbim either. Why not? But that's not private grounds. And since the Kesel fell down, so Memele, the Rabbim don't hesitate to walk there. So, and that's public grounds. So why do the Rabbonon say, that it is that it's not a Rishus Rabbim? That we have to understand. What's the lomdes? And you cannot say on the basis that it's not nichalei tashmishei, because after all, it's very comfortable to walk there in the Gimel Tvochim, somuch to the here to four Keisel, because there isn't even a Keisel. They don't have to walk themselves against the Keisel. And still, according to Rabbonon, so the three Tvochim, somuch to the here to four Keisel, that it's nichalei tashmishei and all the Rabbim walk there, is not a Rishus Rabbim. Why not? But that's public grounds, that's not private grounds. So we see an extension of that concept that the Ramban points out in Erem. Is the Ramban who really spells it out that the Rishus Rabbim is only that kind of a ground that the Rabbim have Rishus to walk there and to be mishtamish there. But if it is owned by a person, even though the person is generous and he lets everybody in the Rabbim walk there and be mishtamish there, it's not a Rishus Rabbim, it's a Kamelis. Is the Ramban who pointed out. So Mimele, the Rabbonin hold that not only if a certain ground belongs to a private person, so it cannot be a Rishus Rabbim, even if it doesn't belong to a private person, it's public grounds. But if a person has to get Rishus, if a member of the Rabbi has to get Rishus to walk there, so Mimele, it cannot be a Rishus Rabbim. So Mimele, they say now, so if there is a Keser, now, so within three Tvochim, Somuch LeKeser, it's impossible to walk without rubbing against the Keser. Now, if a person will be, so the owner of that Keser, and of those of that Chotzer, if he's petty, so he can stop, he can restrain, he can, Al Pi Chesh Mishpet, Al Pi Bezd, he can restrain people from walking, not only on the Mikim Amchitzes, but even on the three Tvochim, adjoining Somuch to the Mikim Amchitzes, to the Keser. Because in order to walk within three Tvochim from the Keser, so he has to rub against the Keser, he has to be Mishtamish in the Keser. And if a person is petty, and he's not generous, and he doesn't want him, so he can stop other people from touching his Keser. There are such people. I mean, whether there are such people or there aren't is not important. Let's say that there aren't such people. There aren't such people. I know, let's say, sometimes in the subway when I sit in New York and somebody holds the New York Times, and if I take a look at the New York Times, so he'll turn the pages always and he'll not read in order to stop, prevent me from reading. But I have a legal right to read. After all, I don't touch the paper. But if I were to touch the paper, then he would have a legal right in civil court to stop him, and Alpidin he would have a right. So in other words, so if, let's say, a person cannot walk within three Tvochim from the Keser, except if he ropes against the Keser, then the owner of that Keser has a legal right to restrain him. Alpibezn he can do it. He can take out an injunction against that person from walking within three Tvochim near the Keser, because he has no right to touch that. His Keser, all right. So that's called vitor. The Gemara calls it vitor. The average normal person has no kpeide. But if a person is petty, so he can restrain. So that means that the rabbim have no legal right without rishus, not only to walk on the mikim amchitzes, even to walk next to the mikim amchitzes, they have no legal right. So, even though the three Tvochim, Somuch to the Keser, are public grounds, but the fact is that without the Rishus of the owner, he has no right to walk there. So what difference does it make whether the grounds are public grounds or private grounds? As long, this is what the Ro holds. The Ro holds, the Ro Shita is, that in order to be a Rishus Rabbim, so every member of the Rabbim must have a natural right to walk there. But if he does not have a natural right, whether he does not have the right because it is owned by a private person, or he does not have the right because it's impossible to walk on the public grounds within Gimel Tvochim from the Keser, except by trespassing upon the Keser, it doesn't make any difference. The net result is the same, that the rabbim do not have a natural legal right to walk within three Tvochim from the Keser. So maybe it's not a Rishus Rabbim. Maybe it's not a Rishus Rabbim. So this is what the Ro and Ran say. The Atchlei Shoyabo Tvochim Somuch Liksolim Shein Derab Niyodom Nishachar V'Keser Kor Tzidir Rishus Rabbim Uchagam Nisarvachar V'Uzal Pireish Eim Edisham Eslil Reb Lezer The Tzidir Rishus Rabbim Hebe Din Over Rishus Rabbim Eichad Lekech Ipufi כגן שנופלו הקסולים שדר בני אודם לילך שום עד מקים הקיסר, כיוון שאין שום קיסר. So, even though, temporarily, Dick Solim fell off, but he is going any day. He's going to set up Dick Solim. And Mimele, he'll be able to restrain people from walking there. So that means that people do not have a natural permanent right to walk within three Tvachim. Tvachim of the Kesel. So Mimele, it's not a Rishus Rabbi. Not a Rishus Rabbi. But Rabbi Lezer says, no, never mind. They don't have a natural legal right to walk there. But the fact is that people do walk there, whether they have a right or they don't have a right, they walk there. So even when they became Amchitzes, it's a Rishus Rabbim. But the Rabbanan hold, no, in order to be a Rishus Rabbim, it's not enough that it's public grounds. Even if it is owned by the whole public, by the whole Rabbim. But if the Rabbim do not have a right, a natural legal right without Rishus, to walk there, it's not a Rishus Rabbim. Rishus HaRabim Kimashmoy, in other words, that each member of the Rabbi, of the public, has a natural legal right to walk there. But if he has to ask Rishus, he has to come to the owner, do you give me a license to walk within three Tvachim from your castle? And then he says, yes, I give you such a license. So, but he doesn't possess a natural legal right to walk there, so it's not a Rishus HaRabim. That's Rishus HaRabim. This is the shite of the Rohan Ram. All right, now, right after the Hanukkah vacation, there'll be a Pchine, and all the Gemara in Yitzias HaShabbos, from the beginning of Yitzias HaShabbos up to the point where we'll reach before the Hanukkah vacation.
Sorry, Dave, it's over, and that's it. The Bogom Dalit, Hatishas, the Ramas, and the Yazir Kayak. So what did Gemara say? That even Ben Azai, who says, Mahalach David Dome, and Amitzi in the Chonet of Rishvashti, there are stoked, it's what they are, so only Mavi of the Chonet of Rishvashti, there are stoked, it's what they are. But Meishi Kuzeli, in the Chonet of Rishvashti, there are stoked, it's Chayim. Now, in the Yerushalmi, there is a Machlechis, between two Mandomas. One Mandoma says, as our Gemara, that Ben Azai only patterns by making the Chonos Lepati Derech Stor. But by making Zerik, the Chonos Lepati Derech Stor, the Nazar is made that he is high. Because there is not Shaykh to say Mahalach, okay? He's not in Mahalach. Mahalach, so he makes footsteps, but Zerik, so there is no stop whatsoever. And then, another Mandon says that the Machlek is between the Nazar and the Rabbonon is Dafke in regard to Zerik, the Chonos Lepati Derech Stor. Mashem came late in the Chosul party there, so even the Chachomim, even the Rabbonon hold that he is part. In other words, so what is the Machlekes according to the Adam and Doma? The Adam and Doma in Yerushalm, who says that by late in the Chosul party there, so even the Rabbonon agree that he is part, because Mahalach came with them. Mahalach came with them. But when do the Rabbonon say that he's Chayev, Zerik Mechonis Lepati there, so? And then as I says, that even Zerik Mechonis Lepati there, so, is also potter. Why? Because since in the interim there is a short period within which the person is engaged in neutral act in neutral zone, as the ball goes through, moves through the stop, Bavia. So then he is engaged in neutral act in neutral zone, so that constitutes a break in the Maisavera of its own. Alright. Now, but our Gemore is like the Domain Yerushalmi, that the Machlik is between Ben Azai and the Rabbonon is in regard to making the Chosul Pati Achstom. But Zerei is even according to Ben Azai, so he's Chayim, because he's not Mahalach. And how about the fact that there is an interim period within which he is engaged in neutral act, neutral zone? That does not constitute a break. That does not constitute a break in the Maisei Tzor. Even according to Ben Azai. So in other words, so even Ben Azai holds that we learn out from Tzivei Rishus HaRabim. Because that was the Gemara's kasha. Apart from the question of Mahalach Emidomi. True, the Rabbanon don't reject the concept of Mahalach Emidomi. But let him be put up because there is a break in the continuity of the Maisavir of Itzoe. So the Gemara says, because we learn out, Meitzim Mishtayi Yochim Rishus HaRabim Derech Tzivei Rishus HaRabim. So Ben Azai also. So we learn it out from Zerik, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Derech Tzivei Rishus HaRabim. Over there too. So there is a break in the continuity of the Maisavira, still Israel. All right. Now, Hameshit Ve'azir Echai, Tesis Asikashe, Vim Tema, Amai Meidu Meishit Ve'azir Echai, Kim Do Yali Berach Stov, Mi Berach Tzidol, Le'inye Mavir, Bach, Collected, Le'inye Meitzidol, make any difference. So, Hochename, Le'inye Ve'azir Echai, Ishi, So Tesis Nekashe, assume that the Benazai is made there, even though Benazai says, Meitzil Chomes Liplat Yederach Stov is Potter. So only Meitzim Chomes Liplat Yederach Stov is Potter. But Meitzim Yoshus Ayochim Yoshus Arabim, Derach Tzidin Yoshus Arabim, Yishayel. Why? Because that wasn't the mission. Because Teisus said, in the previous Teisus, Mine Dara Tidur Yishus Arabim, Vim Teima Amai Poshet Lom Yisa Derach Tidur Yishus Arabim Derach Stov, Vim Yishlima Dara Bayi Sheish Lufonov Zdorim, Vichin Hoyo Mishtom Yom Mishk. So in Mishkan, we had that. Meitzi, Yishus Ayochim, Yishus Arabim, Derach Tidur Yishus Arabim. So Meile Ben Aza is also made there, since it existed in the Mishkan, that is Chayim. This is what Teisus assumed in the Kash. That the Naza is made by Meitzim, which is a Yoch, which is a Rabbi, the Archidr, which is a Rabbi, is high, because it exists in the Mishkan. But the Naza still says, Meitzim, the Chomsul, the Plaki, the Archstov, is Potter, Vim Tem, Amai, Meitzim, the Mishkan, is Erei, Kindle Yali, the Archstov, Mid the Archidr, Linge Meitzim, and he can agrees that Meitzim, which is a Yoch, which is a Rabbi, the Archidr, which is a Rabbi, is Chayim, and so Hachaname Lenele Bezerik Komeichit. So he shouldn't learn out the Zerik Komeichit. He is Chayim. Why should he be Chayim after all? Apart from the question of Malach Tehidame. So we have to have a Chayim from the Mishkan. Because if it didn't exist in the Mishkan, so it's as far as we say that as long as there is a break in the continuity of the Maisa Avere, that precludes seal of the Akir and the Udanoch, of the Akir and Udanoch. So Mimele, since Benaza says, Meitzim Chorvul Tlaakir Derech Stov Yisrael, and Meitzim Roshus Ayoch Nishus Arabim, he'll be made in Yisrael, because it wasn't a mission that way. So he doesn't learn Derech Stov Mi Derech Tzidei, vis-a-vis Meitzim, Mavia. So Hanamel and Leila is Zerik Omeishit. So true that Zerik Omeishit, Meshus Ayochid, Meshus Arabim, Derech Tzidah, Meshus Arabim, was in the Mishkan, and he was Chayev, but Zerik Omeishit, Mechonos Liplatia Derech Stov, should be Potter. Yesh Leima, so Tia says no, not the stasis as you in the Kash, that Benaza is made, that makes him. Meshus Ayochid Meshus Arabim, Derech Tzidah Meshus Arabim is Chayev. Why? Because it existed in the Mishkan. No. Benazai, Mavet Derech Tzidah Meshus Arabim, Namepot. Tzidah Meshus Arabim, Namepot. But it wasn't the Mishkan. But the fact that it wasn't the Mishkan is not enough. Because if there is, of course it has to exist in the Mishkan. If it didn't exist in the Mishkan, he cannot be Mechuyev. But that doesn't mean that everything that existed in the Mishkan, so he has to be Mechuyev. If, let's say, on the basis of Svore, we have to come to the conclusion that he made a stop, so we may even know that this is the Mishkan. So it still cannot be Mechuyev. In the Mishkan it also existed, that the person many times made stops at every moment, so what? So in such a case, that doesn't mean that even when he makes stops, he should be Mechuyev. So where is this in the Kashi assume that on account of the fact that Meitzi, Rosh Tayyot, Rosh Sarabi, Derech Tzidah, Rosh Sarabi, existed in the Mishkan. So Meile Benazai will be made there. That Meitzi, Rosh Tayyot, Rosh Sarabi, Derech Tzidah, Rosh Sarabi, is Chayev, in other words, that we don't apply the Aloch of Malach Kehim, we don't, Ligabi Meitzi, we all, Rosh Tayyot, Rosh Sarabi, Derech Tzidah, Rosh Sarabi, we only apply the Aloch of Malach Kehim, we don't, Ligabi Meitzi, Milchamus Lepati, Derech Stov, Jesus in the Terech says no. Whatever is true because of the Svore of Malach Eidom is the Svore, is the declaratory of the Mitzias. And the Nazai doesn't recognize the distinction between Lahakatif and Lofish. So Mele, every Malach is really named at every footstep. So Mele is a Svore, he should be Potter. So even though it existed in the Mishkan, is still Potter. Not only Meitzim Mechonis Leplatje derech Stolp is Potter, but Meitzim Shtayochnish Rabin derech Tidurish Rabin is also Potter. When Hazel Mabin derech Tidurish Name Potter. Aber Galimish, Mishmalakei Medomit. Aber Zirik Omeishi derech Stolp, Yalif Mizirik Omeishi derech Tidurish Rabin. So there we have no reason as to why we should say that he is Potter. So Mimele, and as far as the question of the fact that there was a pause in the continuity of the Maizah Avere, that should constitute a break in the Itzoi, and should preclude the Tziruf of the Akira and the Alore. So that we cannot say, because that probably existed in the Mishkan, so we see that it doesn't constitute such a break. Avot Zeru Komeishi Derech Stov, Yalif Mizere Komeishi Derech Tov. Now, the Rif mentions this Gemara of that made the Nazai Bezir. So because of that, many Rishenim assume that the Rif passes like the Nazai. The Rif passes like the Nazai. I mean, it's no riot, but there are many Rishenim who assume that way. Because the Rif mentions made the Nazai. If the Rif doesn't pass like the Nazai, why should he mention it for the Rif? Mentions only that which is relevant, l'aloch. And if the aloch is not like Benazai, so it's not relevant. Whether Mele Benazai, not Mele Benazai. Says, we need a midivrei. Rabalfe says out, she will hold Rabbi Yechanan, that maybe the Nazi is here, come she, he still will hear the Nazi. She will Rabbi Yechanan before she might be the Nazi. But I mean, but the other is saying, he was saying, well, he doesn't pass. Why should it? How can the Shane say such a thing? I mean, that he passes like the Nazi. That the Rif passes like the Nazar. Like the Nazar. So it can only be explained that on the basis of that Yerushal. Because Yerushal may say there is the Machleik is Amoroi in Yerushal. And there is one Mandoma who says that the Machleik is between the Nazar and Rabbonon is only in regard to Zerikomeshi. Mashenki. In regard to Meitzi, so even the Rabbonon agree. Some Mele. It's a shayach to say that he passes like the Nazai. Because according to that Mandoma Yerushalmi, it's not that he passes like the Nazai. He passes like Rabbonon. You see. Because whatever is true, whatever the Gemara, how Gemara says, that made the Nazai, that Terek Omeish is chayef, is true, a little bit Rabbonon, according to that Mandoma Yerushalmi, that by Meitzi, even the Rabbonon agree that Malchim. So that's why. So that could be the reason as to why the Rif should pass like the Nazai. But other Rishonim say that the Rif doesn't pass like the Nazai. He just mentions that man. Right. Tone Rabbanon. Dalet Rishuyes L'Shabbos. Rishuyes Ayochi. Rishuyes Arabi. Karmeles U'mokim Ptur. So we have four domains in Shabbos. The Rishus Ayochi, the Rishus Arabi, and the Carmelis, and the Mokim Tur. V'izelo Rishus Ayochi, Ritchu Womek Yud, V'rochel Dal. So if you have a pit, or a cistern, anything that is dark, that is Beinik, so if it is 10 Tvochim deep, and Dalet al Dalet, so it's a Rishus Ayochi. Or if you have a Geder, a fence, or a Nomu, that is 10 Tvochim high, and Rochid Dalet, so that's a Rishus Ayochid. Zui Rishus Ayochid Gmur. Vizeo Rishus Arabi. So here the Gemara reiterates it. First the Gemara says Vizeo Rishus Ayochid, and then the Gemara reiterates and emphasizes it. Zui Rishus Ayochid Gmur. Vizeo Rishus Arabi. Sratye uplatye gdoilo. Umvois misholot. Sratye is a highway. Platje is the marketplace. Is the marketplace. Now, in those days, so you didn't have stores, you know, a shopping center in the street. So you have a market, and there people from the whole town, from every corner of the town, came to shop. That was the marketplace. Today, I mean, what would be the counterpart of the market? I mean, there is no such thing as a market, not in a real sense. So I suppose a main street, you know, almost every city in the United States has a main street, And the main street, that's the street where all the residents of the city come. There are certain streets that are side streets, not main streets. Let's say Ardmore is not the main street. Jersey is a main street. Kimball is a main street. Why? Because it is used. People from all over town drive for that. So that's a platier. Platier is a highway, not in the city itself, but that's a highway that is used by people, by travelers from all the other towns. That's Swatier. So Swatier is a highway, not an in-town highway, but an out-of-town highway. And it's used by people from different towns. And Platier is a market. So the people from the street come there. All right. That's Swatier. Uplatier doilo. Umvoye samfoloshi. Umvoye samfoloshi. Now, samfoloshi. So Rashi says, all right, now, let's see the Rashi. Dalet Rishui, Skulim and Forshim, Geda Keisro, Shigabu Ayyim, Drochem Dalet, Havu Sayori, Sratia, Misilo, a highway, Shehilchim Bo Mi'il Iyir, he emphasizes the fact that it's Mi'il Iyir. Platye, let's say a highway in town, let's say the highway is in Chicago, in the city itself, or in any other city. So that's like Platye, I think. I mean, what is Platye? It's a market, so if the Yiches consists in the fact that people come there to shop. I mean, what difference does it make whether they come there to shop or they come there to travel, because they travel? Maybe there is a difference, I don't know. But Lifluk, so if it's a highway in the city, so it's not used by all the other people, by the people from the other adjoining towns. So there, Lifluk, it's like Platio. But Rashi says, Platio Rechova Shalia Sheshom Niskaptin Lisreiro. I suppose because in those days, so people from all corners of the city, if they did come to a certain section of the city, so it was for one purpose only, to shop. It wasn't like today, that because they traveled, there is a certain main street, you know, that all the cars use. All right. So this is an essential prerequisite for Rosh Hashanah. We learn it out from the mitzvah, from that it has to be Tezayin Amu white. If it is not Tezayin Amu white, it cannot be Rosh Hashanah. It cannot be Rosh Hashanah. Hamfuloshim. Now, what does Movi mean? Movi means is an alley. Here in Chicago, you also have alleys. So I mean, you have buildings on two sides, and then it's open on two sides. So you have a long lengthwise. So you have the building, so that's Gumechites. And then width wide, so it's open. So it opens, so one side width wise opens to one street and the other opens to the other street. So that's a mover. And if it is mifulesh, if it opens to the Rishus Rabin on both sides, lengthwise it has mechites, it has the houses, the buildings. But width wise, it's open to the Rishus Rabin, so then it also acquires the din of Rishus Rabin. So apparently there is something in Mivoyim and Foloshim that makes it into Rishus Rabin, not on the basis of its own merit. Because if that moment, let's say according to the Rabbanon, the two mechitzes does not make it into Rishus Rabin, not Rabbi. According to Rabbi, the two mechitzes make it into Rishus Rabin, so something else. So it cannot become a Rishus Rabin with the right say, even if it's Mifulesh Rishus Rabin. But according to Rabbanon, the two mechitzes does not convert it into a Rishus Rabin. It doesn't even negate the character of Rishus Hayochid. I mean, two mechitzes do not convert it into a Rishus Hayochid. The two mechitzes do not even negate the character of Rishus Rabin. So the question is, Morepshach, if this Mavi Amfulis, it has only two mechitzes, and in addition it has all the characteristics of Rishus Rabin, so why do we have to say that it's a Rishus Rabin? Because it's a foolish Rishus Rabin. Because it opens, the alley opens on both sides of Rishus Rabin. Let's say it doesn't open on both sides to Rishis HaRabim, but it's itself is Rishis HaRabim. Now let's say, Times Square. If this Mavi Amfuz, it has only two mechitzes, and in addition it has all the characteristics of Rishis HaRabim, so why do we have to say that it's Rishis HaRabim? Because it's Mifulish Rishis HaRabim. Because it opens, the alley opens on both sides of Rishis HaRabim. Let's say it doesn't open on both sides of Rishis HaRabim, but it's itself is Rishis HaRabim. Now let's say, Times Square. So it's Rishis HaRabim. So it has to be Mifulish to other streets that are Rishis HaRabim. This itself, Times Square itself, has all the characteristics according to all Geshem of Rishis HaRabim. So obviously the Loshin, then it says, Movei HaMifulesh, Mishnei Rosheyem, Liplatia, Lislatia, there are two Yosoids. So it means that even though they evolved the Movei on the basis of its own merit, had it not been Mifulesh on both sides to the Rishus HaRabim, it wouldn't be Rishus HaRabim. But just because it is Mifulesh and it's open, on both sides the Rishis HaRabim, that endows it with the status of Rishis HaRabim. So in other words, so there is a special aloha of Mifulesh Rishis HaRabim. If it's Sratio Platye, it doesn't say Mifulesh Rishis HaRabim, Sratio Platye itself is a Rishis HaRabim, you see. But Movi HaMifulesh, it becomes a Rishis HaRabim by virtue of its identification. By virtue of its identification and emergence into Rishis HaRabim, because it opens on two sides into Rishis HaRabim, into Rishis HaRabim. Alright, now there are two Gesoids. I don't know whether there is an Afkimine or just between the two Gesoids. One Gesoid is Hamfiloshi Mishnei Roshei and Liplatye, and the other Gesoid is Lisratye. I don't know, maybe it doesn't make any difference. There's no special significance, and maybe it has significance, because there is a difference between Platye and Sratye. You see, Sratye and Platye have one common denominator. Sratye is a highway that is used by all the adjoining towns, by the people of the adjoining towns, and Platye is the marketplace. But there is one difference. A highway is not used to stay there. It's a people highway, so people just pass through there. They don't stay even for a moment. They don't stop except the stop of Malach Emedon. There is no other stop by it. Mashenkin Platye, when people from all the corners of the city come, you know, to the market, to the fair, and then they stay there many hours to shop. So there is that's the difference. That's the difference between Sratye and Platye. Between Sratye and Platye. Alright. So that took your story. Some Peloshim, one year say is Mishnei Roshei and Liplatye, and the other Gersi is Lisratye. So one thing is sure, if we are Geris, Mubayi Samfaloshim, Mishnei Roshayim Lisratye, so even the fact that it's connected on both sides to Lisratye, to a highway that is used by people from all over, just passing, not to stay there anytime. So even that gives it a status of Lisratye, Malachas Kamo Lechamo, if it's Mifulesh Liplatye. But if the Gersi is Liplatye, so then one could argue, I'm not saying, but one could argue, if one wants to be an action, he can argue, and he can say that only, after all, since we have to say that the Mavi Mifulesh is not a Rishis HaRabim on the basis of its own merit, independent of any other Rishis HaRabim. So then, it's discovered that way, but one could argue that, I mean, according to the Gersi of Mishnei Roshei and Liplatye, that only if it is on both sides, it ends up in the marketplace. So that's the place where the people from all over the city come and stay there for some time. Not just to pass through for a moment. So then it acquires the status of HaRabim. But if it is Mifulesh on both sides, just the Sratye, now this on its basis of its own merit, it's not a Rishis HaRabim. But it has to become a Rishis HaRabim on the basis of its connection and identification with Rishis HaRabim on both sides, maybe only if it connects and it opens into a Rishis HaRabim that where the people from all over the city come and stay there. That gives the Move itself is the Rishis HaRabim. But if it is open on both sides to Sratye only, where people just pass through momentarily, they don't stay there. So this Radin cell, it has all the characteristics fine. But maybe the Morina, well, that's not such a good question. It's more mistaber that it doesn't make any difference whether it's me foolish to Isratie or it's me foolish to Itlaki. Or it's me foolish to Itlaki. All right. Now, but one thing is sure. Suppose you have a Mobay that is me foolish on both sides to other Mobays that are me foolish, Bishne Roshay Moshe Zrabe. In other words, that Mobay itself is not me foolish to either Isratie nor Itlaki. In other words, it's not me foolish to something that on the basis of its own marriage relations, Rabbi. But it, one move is me foolish to another move foolish. The other move is me foolish to Israq and the Platin. But this move is only me foolish to that move. So then this move does not become Eresh Israq. That's sure. Why? Because it has to be me foolish on both sides to something that is Eresh Israq on its own merits, not to something that he has a status of Rishu Sarabim, because it merges into Rishu Sarabim, understand? Alright, now, so we have to know, one thing is clear, that Mevoyes and Feloshim do not possess all the essential characteristics of a Rishu Sarabim per se. Rishu Sarabim per se means Rati Uplat. You'll see in Rishenim they distinguish between the Rishis Rabbim of Imove, even though it's Rishis Rabbim of Raise, and the Rishis Rabbim of Isratia and the Plat. Why? Because the Rishis Rabbim of Isratia and the Plat is the Rishis Rabbim of its own merit. But Imove, why is it the Rishis Rabbim of its own merit? Because it is the place where all the people from every corner of the town come. Everyone gravitates to that place, the market. Everyone, without an exception. And Srati, it's a highway. People from all towns pass there, pass through that highway. So that's a Rishis Rabbim on its own merit. But in Mobi and Foolish, so people, not all the people from all the city, pass there. As a matter of fact, just as here, you have big alleys, you know. You have big alleys, and you have alleys that are Foolish. That are Foolish, let's say, to streets that are used as a highway. Highway, but not the people from all over the city pass through the alley. Who passes through the alley? Who drives through the alley? Or who walks through the alley? In other words, if he wants to use a shortcut, and if he wants to go to one of the buildings there in that alley, so he'll drive there in that alley. He'll walk there in that alley. But if he doesn't have to go to that place, and if it's not necessary for him, you know, to use a certain shortcut, he will not drive through the alley. So in other words, so the alley, the move, is not the place that is used normally by all the people of the town. It's only used primarily by the people who have shayches to those buildings, who live around there, those buildings, not by all the people. So that's not a Rishus HaRabim by itself, except on the basis of the fact that it opens on both sides, on both sides, to a Rishis Rabbim. I'll tell you, you see, it's very unfortunate that some Orthodox rabbis had the audacity to be matir, carrying in Manhattan. I mean, it's those rabbis who don't know Yochai Shabbos and who never learned from Shabbos. But just because there was one role, a Yadin who was matir, and he's not the biggest basic in the world either. So he was matir, so on him they rely. And people, many Orthodox Jews carrying Rishis Rabbim with Faresia, with carriages and pocketbooks and everything. I mean, this is the most outrageous things that happen in Orthodox Jew in America. All right, so why? Why they were the matter? Because they don't know Hilchei Shabbos. And they don't know the difference between a Rishis Rabbim that is a Rishis Rabbim on the basis of its own merit, and a Rishis Rabbim that is on the basis of the fact that it opens on both sides to the Rishis Rabbim. Now, New York, Times Square certainly, or Union Square, I mean, the whole stretch from 42nd Street to 14th Street has Shishim Ribe and everything, it's the Zainamo, it's a Rishis Rabbim on its own now. So, Memele, it's ridiculous to say that just because the two openings, the Shorim, are not parallel to each other, Mamish parallel, it doesn't have anything of Rishis Rabbim. If something is a Rishis Rabbim on its own merit, so it's not necessary that Bisho Rehem Chubon Izulezu. Even this halacha of Shoreya Mechuvonim Zilezu is mentioned by some Rishonim, not by all Rishonim, but let's say that Rishonim agree with this requirement of Shoreya Mechuvonim Zilezu. So that's only Shayach in regard to Imove. Because Imove, by definition, is not a Rishus Arabim on the basis of its own merit. If it had been a Rishus Arabim on the basis of its own merit, why do we have to mention that it's Mifloshim? Who cares whether it's Mifloshim? Platye? Are we concerned whether a Platye is Mifulish to another Platye? That Platye itself is a Rishus Arabim. So who cares whether it's Mifulish? Only we got Imove. So there is a requirement it should be Mifulish. So then there are some Rishonim who say that Mifulish is not enough. Let's say if it goes zigzag, and if it's not straight, let's say the heavy Mode. The heavy Mode, let's say, here is a Mode, an alley, and here is one opening, another opening. So it only, there are some Rishonim who say, only if the two openings, width-wise, are opposite, are Mechubonim, Zekinegate. But suppose it goes crooked, let's say, Lincoln, I mean, it doesn't go straight. So in such a case, that Mode, I'm foolish, since you have to go around and curve your way, there is no straight way, if it goes like this, so if it goes crooked, so then Shoreyim is not Mechubonim, Zekinegetzeh, so maybe it's not an issue of Rabbi Midraise. But that is only Shayach, and that's only, some Rishonim say, but that is only Shayach if it is not a Rishus Rabbim on the basis of its own merit. Not the Sratye and the Platye. But if it is a Rishus Rabbim on the basis of its own merit, like the whole area, from 42nd Street to 14th Street, where you have Shishim Ribe in every block, every day, except on Sunday maybe not. So every day besides Sunday, so you have Shishim Ribe Beichi in the whole area, between 42nd Street and 14th Street. So who cares that the opening in Riverdale there on 242nd Street and there near City Hall, so it's not Mechavonim. Who cares that it's not Mechavonim? What is it? What's the importance? What do you call the two openings of the city just because it's under the jurisdiction of Mayor Beam? I mean, what difference does it make? It's only when it's not a Rishus HaRabim on the basis of its own merit, but it has to become a Rishus HaRabim by virtue of the fact that it ends up on both ends. It merges into Rishus HaRabim. So then, the can say, even if it opens into Rishus HaRabim, but if it goes crooked, it's not straight, so then it's not considered real Mufulet. But if it is a Rishus HaRabim on the basis of its own merit, like the fourth fire. But if it is a Rishus HaRabim on the basis of its own merit, like the whole area from 42nd Street to 14th Street, where you have Shishim Ribe in every block, every day, except on Sunday maybe not. So every day besides Sunday, so you have Shishim Ribe Beichi, whole area between 42nd Street and 14th Street. So who cares that the opening in Riverdale there on 242nd Street and there near City Hall, so it's not Mechavonim. Who cares that it's not Mechavonim? What is it? What's the importance? What do you call the two openings of the city just because it's under the jurisdiction of Mayor Beam? I mean, what difference does it make? It's only when it's not a Rishus HaRabim on the basis of its own merit, but it has to become a Rishus HaRabim by virtue of the fact that it ends up on both ends. It merges into Rishus HaRabim. So then, that's how Rishonim say, even if it opens into Rishus HaRabim, but if it goes crooked, it's not straight, so then it's not considered real Mufulesh. But if it is a Rishus HaRabim on the basis of its own merit, like Times Square, so of course it is a Rishus HaRabim. Even though the opening on 242nd Street and the opening there at the other end are not Mechum Zekinegetze, that's another portion. Alright, anyway. So this is, so we say, so Srati Uplachik Deilom Voye Sampeloshik Zuya Rishus HaRabim Gmurah Emitzim Rishus HaYochid Zuh versus the Rabbim Zu. So here again, just as in regard to Rishis Hayochid, the Brayse says Zeru Rishis
Hayochid, and then he says Zeru Rishis Hayochid Mu. Apparently there is something in between. He says Hayochid, not Rishis Hayochid Mu. The Gemara discusses these two things. And regarding Rishis Rabbim Mu, so he says Zeru Rishis Rabbim, Pratye Pratye Deyom Vesaklosim Zeru Rishis Rabbim Mu. And he's seen Rishis Hayochid Zu, Rishis Rabbim Zu. ומחיסים את היוחי זו ואת היוחי זו, נמהיתי והכלי שישג איתך את חטות, אם איזה את המזכורת לי. אבל ים הוא ביקו, ושתבינה כי the place where the sochrim, the merchants, and the customers, they come, in other words, if it's not as today, you know, all business is carried out in these old stores. But in those days, so the business was carried out on stands in the street. So they are in the street, in New York you also find this in certain places, you know, where people sell on stands, they sell all kinds of merchandise. So in those places, so they had stands where they kept the merchandise, and they also had elevated places where the merchants. So as they were standing there, you know, the whole day, and the customers were standing there, bargaining, so they sat down. And apparently it was a little elevated, those things upon which they sat down, just called the minute. And it wasn't so comfortable, you know, to sit on those places. It wasn't a comfortable bench. So, because you might have said, it's really a little bit. So those places, even though those things were kept, were set up, in the midst of the Rishis HaRabim, they did not have a dinner with Rishis HaRabim. That's the beginning of the Talmud. Alright. They are Talmud. More or less, what is Talmud? The other things are also Talmud. It's more or less. In the way to Rishis HaRabim, the way to Rishis HaYot. They may seem the same. So you're not allowed to carry Dalai Damit within a Talmud. Because in the Rabbonon, a Talmud is the same Chumre as the Rishis HaRabim in the Rai. Yours is the Rishis HaRabim. So in the Rai, you're not allowed to carry within the Rishis HaRabim. Dalai Damit, so in the Talmud, you're not allowed to carry Dalai Damit within a Talmud. Within a Talmud, you're not have nothing to take. What else only Mr. Rabbah? They need to take away Mr. Rabbi. Also Mr. Rabbah. The only Mr. Rabbah will take. They might need to make a yoke to take over the take away Mr. Yoke. Also Mr. Rabbah. They need to make a yoke. When is the Chayev? When is the Mr. Rabbah? You can do it to Mr. Yoke and Mr. Rabbah. But to relate to Mr. Yoke and Talmud, Mr. Rabbah only. To relate to Kamala to Mr. Rabbi. Mr. Rabbono. Chateret to Rabbi. Umvoye Shem and Mithalosi. Umvoye Shem and Mithalosi. Now let's see the Rabbi. All right. Because of the Tarabi. If the Vines shall say a Hanui to Yeshu Mr. Tosh. Va Kamala to come to Hotu Kohani Yamu Bikol Rabbi Kamala. It's only kind of real. Even if it's a yochid with the damiyot of the rabbi, they're in your hand yechit. The way that the rabbi, they may gain you with the nipo. The love me look at the rabbi magic. So Rashi explains that the reason is why Yam or Biko is the Venus and Carmel is the way that the rabbi, the way that the yochid, why Yam or Biko melech? It's the Venus, so the more it says, because we know that it's a but Yam or Biko, why is it not? Because the rabbi says, Rigilav Meiluche de Rabbi Mavid, because the bulk of the people don't work about them. Now, of course, according to Rashi teaching here with Avodi, that one of the prerequisites of the Rabbi is teaching here. In other words, the 600,000 people, so have to work there. Have to work there. So, daily. So, maybe Yamubiko, so 600,000 people don't walk there daily. Now, so of course, don't walk there. And Yam, 600,000 people don't walk there. How about on the island in the summertime? So you have certainly on Sunday, so you have 600,000 people. I don't know now, but years ago, you had more than 600,000 people. And in the summertime, on the island, just in the Yam itself. So, does it have a dean of the Rishis HaRabim? Maybe yes. But as far as
But the Sochrim, the customers, as they stand there and they bargain, you know, and they want to rest up, so they lean on it and they sit on it, you know, even though it's elevated, and it's not comfortable, you know, to sit on it. You cannot really rest. So it's not zero technician. And as far as any place that it's not comfortable to walk through there, so you cannot walk through that place with ease, so that's not a Rishisarabi either. So according to the Rambam, the Rashi says the reason is why Yamut, because that Rishisarabi, because actually it's not Rishisarabi. According to, so of course that's according to Rashi, and it's according to Rambam, but according to Rambam, that this is not an essential ingredient of Rishisarabi, the fact that actually it's used by the whole public, our public, so why is Bikol Yam not Rishisarabi? Because it's not Rishisarabi. So the male, so if you start there, the season on the island beach in the summertime, where you have 15 people, it probably does not have a dinner with the Rishisarabi. If somebody is carried in the Yam itself, on the beach, in the Yam, in the water, Saladame, he will not be carried. Because even though you have 15 people there, but you cannot walk in the Yam with ease. So it's not Michalei Tatmim. All right, now. In Yeshi Yeshi Yeshi, Goyim Arim Yitautron Ben Erom Bishir Dalas, Mishim Gidem Yom Yeshi Sarabi, Yikotron Ben Rabonon Otu Yeshi Sarabi. So Rashi says in so many words that one is allowed Lechatchile to be Yitautron less than Dalet Amez in the count. Because in Yeshi Sarabi it's Muta Miraite. How about Yeshi Sarabi is more to be Yitautron less than Dalet Amez? Pochet, Pochet, Dalet Amez, Yishigim Orim Yitautron. That is also a Rishisarabi, Gura and Rabbah, to carry an object, pochet, pochet, dalerami. That pochet, pochet, dalerami. But pochet, pochet, dalerami means that on the whole he carries more than dalerami. But he makes his stop at every 2 hours. But suppose he only carries 2 hours. He doesn't carry dalerami, just 2 hours. In the Rishisarabi, he allows me the Rabbah on the Chaskhila to do it. So there is a machlok in the same. As whether the Rabbah is allowed to carry pochet, dalerami. Pochet, pochet, dalerami, of course he is. But pochet with aladame. So where you only carry 2 ames, 3 ames, 3.5 ames. So then there are some Rishayim who say that it's Muta Lidin Rishayim. There are Rishayim who say that Rabbonu Yisota. Machinikin in Kamal is pochet with aladame. It's certainly Muta. It's what Rashi says. How about pochet with aladame? In Kamal? There is a machlokes achrenim on that. So there are some achrenim who say that pochet, that in Kamal you are allowed to carry even pocket in our yamis, even though on the whole you carry a certain object, let's say 20 yamis, 60 yamis, but you may be stopped, lawful, at every 2 ammo in the camera that you are allowed. And some say that you're not allowed. But pocket midaladamis in the camera, it's not pocket midaladamis, then it's a pocket that you are allowed with a trilogy to carry. This is what Rashi says. Claim that the thousand men of the field are allowed to be able to survive. You go to the rabbon of the rabbon. He made the Yechus Pot, and he drew Carmel and Tamur Lamai. Chotzer shel Rabbi, Umvoy Yechelim Zolot. Chotzer shel Rabbi, she psuchim lechotzer, botim Rabbi, ye chotzer psuchol Yechus Rabbi. Ubnei abotim Yechus, derech ha-chotzer Yechus Rabbi. I mean, that was, you see, today, it's not common. You have it in 30 towns, you have it in the United States, you have it, but in Europe, you have it. You have it in all the big cities. So in other words, you had, you didn't enter a building the way you enter here, so in the street, so there is an entrance to a building. Now, you enter the courtyard. There was a gate, a whole courtyard, and then you enter through the gate, you enter, that's the way the buildings are set up, you know, in European times. So there was the courtyard, had a big gate around it, and then there was a big gate, and then through the gate you enter through the courtyard. And inside the courtyard, you had a building. You could have several buildings. So that is a chotzer shel rabim, but the same thing is true of a building, an apartment building. So too, you enter into the building itself, not into a courtyard. But there are many tenants, there are many apartments. So it's the same halacha. Chotzer shel rabim, shepsuchim lechotzer, botim rabim, lechotzer psuchol lechotzer rabim. The courtyard opens through a gate to enter from the Rishisarabi into the courtyard. Chotzer psuchol Rishisarabi. Ubnei abotim yeshim derech ha-chotzer Rishisarabi. Umvoy yeshel mufolotim. In other words, it means one end is a dead end. It is shorter. So it says mechitzeh. Besides, every Mogi has been a Chishe French wife. But the Mogi says to me that not only does it have two Mechitze French wives, but it has also a Mechitze, it's a Mogi Sosom, here too. And here, so that's a Mogi Sosom, and here you enter from the Mechitze Rab. So that's a Mogi Sosom. So it has three Mechitze. So according to most Rishayim, if it has three Mechitze, it becomes a Rishayochi. With the right, according to the Rambam, it doesn't become a Rishayochi with the right to three Mechitze. Unless it has a Lechi in the fourth. But if you have a lechi, if you have three mechitze, if you have a mogi sosom, and then here you put up a lechi, a post, a log of wood, just one lechi lechi, so 10 tefachim high, so then it becomes, it is a yochi, with the right and the rabbi. And there's a machlech of Hashem, and most Hashem say, that is without the Lechi on the fourth side, so if you have three Mechites, it's a Rishayoch Midrash, but Midr Rabbonon, you're not allowed to carry it. Midr Rabbonon needs to be treated like a Kamelet, unless you set up a Lechi on the fourth side. And according to the Rambam, so without the Lechi, it's not even a Rishayoch Midrash, but it's a Mokim Pto Midrash. If you have only two Mechites, then it can be a Rishayoch Midrash, if it has all the other characteristics. But if you take three mechitzes, so then that negates the character of the rabbi, then it becomes a mokim pto midrash. And if you put up the lechi, then it becomes midrash eretz hayot. So the lechi is the mechitzes the Rambam pasuk, and it converts the otherwise mokim pto into eretz hayot midrash. According to the other Rishonim, so it is eretz hayot midrash without the lechi. But with Rabbanon it's considered like a kamelet, so the lechi makes it into its tayochis even with Rabbanon. And according to the Rambam, so the Lechi itself makes it into a tayochis midrash. So Paul Bod, Alochi is that if you have a mobile sosom, so then you can make an eret, either by putting up a Lechi, or by putting a keil, a bead, that is tepa. So if you put a keil here, at the entrance, at the opening here, a keil, so then it's also mutter from Yisrael keil, but according to the Rambam, there is a difference. There is a fundamental difference. If, let's say, you have the Mogi Sosom in the Chitze, and then you put up a Lechi here, so then it becomes converted into a Rishayot Mirayot. But if you don't put up a Lechi here, you just put a keil here, so then, keil, Lechi, the Rambam Paschus is in the Chitze, the Chalish and the Chitze. But keil does not have a Chalish and the Chitze. We do not say P keil here the Chitze, so it's like in the Chitze. There is such a man Rama who says P keil here the Chitze. So, but the Rambam Paschus that we don't say P keil here the Chitze. So, Mele, Midrash is the name of the Mokim Tzur. But, if he doesn't have the keil, so then you're not allowed to carry inside that Mokim Tzur. If it has the Keiro, so the Chachomim, it still remains with the right to Mokim Tzur. But the Chachomim allow you to carry the side. But suppose somebody will be there in front of the Rabbi, inside the Mokim Tzur, that has three Mechite plus the Keiro, he will not be there. But suppose somebody will be there in front of the Rabbi into the Mokim Tzur, that has three Mechite and the Lechi, he will be there. Because Lechi is a Mechitzo and Keiro is a Mechitzo, the Rambam passes. But according to all other Rishonim, so if you have three Mechitzes, then it becomes converted into a Rishayot to the right. So in any way, even without the Lechi and without the Keiro, if somebody will throw a Mechitzes from the Rabbi into the Mogi HaSosom, even though he doesn't have the Lechi, he doesn't have the Keiro, so it's Chalik. Alright, so here the Gemara says, Chatsi Resho Rabbi Mugoyitim Vlot. So he says, Chotis for Rabbi, Zichol Chotis for Bottom Rabbi, Chotis for Chotis for Rabbi, Ubnei Abotim Yitim Dera Chotis for Rabbi, Umvoyitim Vlot. So they say, Achot Sosom Chatsiret, Zuchem Rei, Ubnei Achatsiret, Yitim Dera Chmur Rishis Rabbi. So then, Iyo Vukol Abotim Shochot for Yachad Bipad. So he talks about Eru Chatsiret, Shituf and Nivoy. That has nothing to do, that's another Allah. So in other words, so the Bible says, when it says Chatsiret for Rabbi, Umvoyitim Vlot, it has reference to a Chotis for Rabbi, or to a Mogai HaSosom, Shein and Nifulesh, that has three Mechitzes plus a Lechi or a Keiro. So the Meila you are allowed to carry inside the Chotzer or the Morris. But there is a Drabonon that is a Jose Alcheinem or Reves, if you didn't make a room of a series or if it was a boy, it's a hack. So you're not allowed to carry. That was Schleimel Bidine close for. Schleimel Bidine, in other words, if you have an apartment of it. So that's like Hatteres or Rabbi. Even though, I mean, it's not the same setup, I mean, it's not here, the buildings are not set up in courtyard, but it's the same thing. So in other words, you have one building that is big, Rishis Ayochi, and that building has many apartments, let's say it has 60 apartments, the building. So everyone has his own peculiar domain, his apartment. And then there is the hall, there is the lobby, I mean, that is common to all the tenants. So there is a similarity between the relationship between the Rishis Arabim and the Rishis Ayachid and the relationship between one apartment and the last, or the home. Just as the Rishis Arabim is common to all the rabbis. And then the Rishis Ayachid is peculiar to one. So here too, the lobby, the hall, is common to all the tenants, all the 60 tenants. But the apartment is peculiar to one person. So Shlomo Bizine, well, one should not be allowed to carry from an apartment, from the bayis into the chotzer, or from one apartment into the hall, or into the lobby. Why? Because if one will be allowed to carry from the bayis into the chotzer, the chotzer is mishutet to all the tenants. The bayis is peculiar to one tenant. Or if one will be allowed to carry from one chotzer in the same of the atrasum, the tendulechi and the keiro. So it's a deal with Zayochi. And into another chotzer that is contained in the same that is embraced within the same of the asosum. So now the Mobe, the Elin fell, the Mobe asosum is going to Zayochi, but it's coming to all those who live in the chateres embrace in that Elin. Mashenke, the chotzer is only can't be peculiar to the people who live in that chotzer. So the melee, if one will be allowed to carry from one apartment into the lobby into the hall, so people will make an analogy. After all, the lobby, the hall is coming to all the tenants, to the lobby. And the apartment is the possession of one person, just as you are allowed to carry out from the apartment into the lobby that is coming to so many. Why shouldn't you be allowed to carry out from the street into the street? Why the street is coming to everybody? Well, the lobby is also coming to so many people. What difference does it make? 60 people or 1,000 people or 600,000 people? What difference does it make? So because of that, when you will be seen, you won't get there, that if you have a hotel with many batting, or you have a mobile system with many chateres and batting in it, so you shouldn't be allowed unless you make an over chateres or you should be in the way. What it means, a over chateres? A over chateres means that you collect a piece of pass from every tenant. There are 60 tenants, you collect a piece of path from every tenant. And you leave all the pieces of path, you leave in one apartment. So that means that apartment is like a dining room, you know, for all the tenants. It's common to all of them. In other words, they live together. So that's the hacker. So now people will not make the mistake, they will not start equating, you know, the relationship between the lobby, the hall, and each apartment with the relationship between the Rishis Rabbim and the Rishis Ayochim. Because they know that the members of the Rabbim, so they come from different, they belong to different houses, and they don't keep the pass in one house. Mashenken here, you collect the pass from each apartment and you keep all the pieces of pass in one house. Some Mele, they are together, it's like one big family. Some Mele people will not equate this with the relationship between Rishis Rabbim and Rishis Ayochim. Same way she took in the way. So she took in the way, you see, when you make an over chateres, you have to collect a piece of pass from each bayis, from each tenant. When you make a shtut nevoyes, you have to collect pass from each chotzer. And then every chotzer has to make its own over chateres. Then all the chateres, one more v'yasosum can have 10 chateres, you see. So every chotzer has to give a pass, and then we live it in one chotzer and one bayis. So that means that chotzer and that bayis is mishutet to everybody. So the melee people will not make a mistake anymore. Now instead of collecting a piece of bread from every tenant, so we can make it easier. So one person takes one big challah and he tells another person, you will be zeche in that challah for all the tenants. So, Zochen Rebbe Shloim Lifanov, so every tenant acquires a piece of challah, in a piece in that challah. So what difference does it make whether you collect separate pieces of challah or there is one big challah on slides and everyone has one portion in that. And that challah is kept in one apartment. So that's like collecting many pieces of pas from all the tenants and living it in one apartment. So then there is a hekeh. So then there is a hekeh. This is what the Gemara means. Chatzeres or Rabbi, and voice in Colossians, Yavu Mitorim, they may, Yavu Chatzeres took in the voice in Torim, Loyavu Hatzurim, Loyavu Hatzurim, Loyavu Hatzurim, Chotzer so Rabbi, Shitzuchem, Chotzer Chotzer Rabbi, Chotzer Chotzer Rabbi, Yavad Mitzin, Yavad Mitzin, Yavad Mitzin, Yavad Mitzin, and voice in Colossians, Shereish Yavad Tzotzim, Chatzeres Shitzuchem, Ubnei Achatzeres, Yavad Mitzin, Yavad Mitzin, Yavad Mitzin, and one thing Rashi didn't mention, but it's implicit, and then, the Elohim was made. Or a kero is made. In other words, so the only thing that is necessary is a ruach hateres. She took me voice. That is done. That is done by means of pas. Yevo kolavotim shochotah yachad b'pas. You collect a piece of pas from every bais and you leave it in one bais. V'chel in amovei in yevo. You collected a piece of pas from every chotzer. Habsuchet l'viyachat. Mutorim l'hachlis l'hitzin abotim l'chotzer. So then it becomes like one vice, like one big family. I mean, the whole takone was because people shouldn't make a mistake. And the way that the relationship between one chotzer and the move, or between one vice and a chotzer, with the relationship between a rishayoch and a rishayoch. So once you make an eruv chatzera, so the voice, so then there is a heker and people will not mix up one or the other. That's the peculiar domain of the tenant. The chotzer, let's say, the chotzer, the courtyard, the roof, the lobby, the hall, the shoes we call on. The need to make the shoes we shoes. Half of pieces, they are the yachid, the hachid, the yachid, the yachid, the hachid. So that's what the takone of Shreino is in it. The hachid, so yes, in the yachid, it's a rabbi. The hachid, you say, love me, he was down to show you see. The bein yivu, bein lo yivu, rishus ha-yochid. The hamitzi mitechid, rishus ha-rabbi, Israel. From this Rashi, it's mashma, that there is a fundamental distinction with the Rabbonon between a kamelet and a chota shel moret. Because even if it is that kind of a kamelet, you see, there are two kinds of kamelet. There is one kind of kamelet that in the Raisi it's a mokim tzor. But with the Rabbonon it's a kamelet. There's another kind of a kamelet that in the Raisi it's a mishayoch with gomo, more. Let's say, kalki, the assembly society, that will hook up with more. So, in other words, if you have, let's say, you know, a garden or a kardes, that is fenced around, but it's very wide, this area, the base society, larger, the size, the area of that, you know, is more than the area of Hasar HaMishra. And it's not Nasis Lodo. It's not Nasis Lodo, it's a Gino, it's a kardes, something like that. So the Mele, the Rabbonah is not allowed to carry, even though it has four mechitzes mures. Four mechitzes mures. As since it was not Nase Lodu. And it's Yeser, the Yisrael, Yeser is larger than the size they are here, the Hatzara Mishkon. So the Rabbonah is not allowed to carry it. But there is a fundamental distinction between, so the Rabbonah we call it Kamele, but there is a fundamental distinction between this kind of Kamele and the Kamalas of Biko and Yam. Biko and Yam, some of the Raisi is smoking too. But Kalti shall hook up with Biro. With the Raisi, too, it's a Yochi, but in the Rabbonah. But in the Rabbonah, it has the same status as the Kamalas. Masheinke, Chota Shein Moraves, we didn't make it a lot of Hatzeres. So even with the Rabbonah, it's not treated like the Kamalas. It's a special status. It's also some of the Rabbonah to carry it. But that is the Rabbonah, it's not like carrying the Kamalas. That's carrying in the Chota Shein Moraves. You see how Rashi says. Rashi says, V'hachlu se lav mechiluk dalek v'shu yitzi. Y'bein yivu, bein lo yivu, v'shu sayoch yivu. V'ameitim kechel v'shu tera b'mchayu. Now, Tesis says the Kashi, Arba v'shu yis v'shabes, Koshel Rashi, V'yisnehi v'shu yis, V'okal v'yisam v'shu sayim, Shal lukak v'dire, Hazerik v'shu sarabi, V'seichel v'yikre chayu. Because with the Raisi, Yitzel v'yivu v'shu sayoch yivu. V'mitalto v'yivu 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 in Terez Yishlima, the Ayir is a Yochid Gomu. Elo Yiyan, they need out from the Elo Bidale Dames, or Su Kikamle. The Ayik Voshono, which is a Yochid Kikamle. Of Ulohoch and Amel, it only Chota Sholom Yehu. So you could say, that the code is the faithful. So, you see, Rashi and Rashi, maybe there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesfes. Because Tesfes equates Kalfi with Chotzer Shel Yom. He equates it. Why? Because both have a common denominator. With the Rai Sitzam Sayochet Mor. But with the Rabbonim you're not allowed to carry. So it's from Roshma Tesfes, it's Mashma, that Chotzer Shel Yom is the same thing like Kalfi. Same thing like up. Like for some of it is a yochid v'kamer. So he doesn't have to mention it. But Rashi says, the Hachmil says, but if Rashi had agreed with Tesfes, so then Rashi couldn't say, the Hachmil says, love Mephilim Dalit Rishuris. Why isn't it Mephilim Dalit Rishuris? It is Mephilim Dalit Rishuris, because just the Skarfif is embraced in the Dalit Rishuris. Because Midrash says, it is included in Rishus HaYochid, in the Rabbonon it's included in Karmelet. So it is Mechilin Dal Rishuiz. The Roshon of Rashi is, the Hachmil Tse Lav Mechilin Dal Rishuiz. So it's Mashma from Rashi that Rashi disagrees with Tetzves. According to Tetzves, so Chotz Hashem in Reves, he is the same Issa with the Rabbonon, like Karmelet. So with the Rabbonon it's like Karmelet, so it's the same Issa. It's the same Issa. Why is one not allowed to carry? In the Chotz Hashem Reves, because the Rabbonim is Karmelet. In the same way, you're not allowed to carry in the Pico, in the Yam. So, but from Rashi, it's Mashmano that this is not a Schomo, as Karmelet. Karmelet is Karmelet, but this, even with Rab Karmelet, so that they even count it. So, with Rabbonim, it's not considered Rishus HaYochid. So, in other words, so Kalfi, according to Tesfes, is like a Mobi Asosum, that it's three mechitzes and no lech and no keo. So with Rabbonon, so according to Tesfes, it's a Rishayach, with Rai say, but with Rabbonon, it's a Kalmelis. With Rabbonon, it's a Kalmelis. So Kalfi is the same thing. Mashayim came Chot. So Kalfi, with Rabbonon, does not have a Dina Rishayach. Mashayim, but Rashi, and Tesfes, she can use that Chot Asho Yovu, is with Rabbonon, it does not have a Dina Rishayach. So it's the same Yisar as the Kalmelis. From Rashi's Loshen, it's Mashma, it's a separate Rabbonon. It's not the same the Rabbonon as the Rabbonon of Karmelet. Because Karmelet, even Kalfi, Shalihukah, Lidire, some of the Rabbonon, it's not Rishus HaYochid. And that's why it's Osir. But here, by Chotzer Shel Yom, so it's not that the Chachomim said, it's not Rishus HaYochid, just because they failed to take collect pass from every tenant. So it's not Rishus HaYochid at all. There is no Chisom Mechitzes. I mean, it has all the Mechitzes. What is lacking? Just the collection of tas. So even with Rabbonon it's a Rishus HaYochid. But there is a new Issa Rabbonon, not to carry the Rishus HaYochid. It's a new Issa Rabbonon. Fine. That's how it's Mashma for us. The Hachmil Tselav Mechilin Tal Rishus HaYochid. The Bein Yirvu, Bein Lo Yirvu, Rishus HaYochid. What do you mean Rishus HaYochid? I say, so Karpif is also Rishus HaYochid. I say, why doesn't Rashi mention Karpif? He means Rishus HaYochid even with Rabbonon. But it's a new Issa Rabbonon. Not to carry even the Rishus HaYochid. Not because with the Rabbonon it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It is a Rishus HaYochid even the Rabbonon. And still it is also to carry. The Amitzi Miteichel Yeshus HaRabim Chai. Alright. That would be true of Kalfi too, naturally. Now, the Gemara says, Odom Eimidol Eskupo. Eskupo is an elevated place on the threshold between the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim. So if somebody stands on the Eskupo on that elevated place, on the threshold between the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim, Neitel in Balabais, Vineiselay. Neitel in Meoni, Vineiselay. Now, the only standing in the Rishus HaRabim.
Since it's rebutted in Cairo, so we cannot say that it should be. Now, suppose the door would be not here, would be with me, you see. This door happens to be outside, but suppose the door would be here. If the door would be here, suppose the door would open this way, not this way. So then if the door is open, so then you have the three mechitzes and you have a kero. So then you're allowed, so even within that threshold,
you're allowed to carry. So it becomes bottle to the whole mogen. But if the door is closed and it's closed inside, so it's A-same. So it is A-same this, so now we suppose the door comes here. So then, you're not allowed to carry here. If it had been four tvachim wide, so then you would have mechitzes, because then you'd have one mechitzes this, and one mechitzes this, and one mechitzes this, and the door is closed. The door is closed, so that door is not a mechitzes, and there would say, pi tikro yer v'seis in gudachis, if this had been four tvachim wide. But since it's not four tvachim wide, so if the door is open, so then this is bottled to the whole moving. But if the door is closed, then suppose the door is closed this way, you see. Suppose the door is closed this way, so in the melee, there is no, the kero cannot affect it. The kero cannot be matelet. But you have, if you had four tvachim wide, if it had been four tvachim wide, so then you would have, this door is one mechitze, this is the second mechitze, this is the third mechitze, here it's open, because the door is closed here. So, here it's open, so we'd say, piti tro yere b'seisei. If this had been four tvachim wide, but since it's not four tvachim wide, so you cannot say, here is one mechitze, here is another mechitze, and here is the door, the third mechitze, and here it's open. So then we should say, piti tro yere b'seisei, because as long as there is no hole of four tvachim between here and here, so it doesn't have a chalisha mechitze. This is how the Gemara explains. So, is kupem shameshes beis reshuis. Bizman sha pesach posuach klifnim. Pesach no kelechutz. If the pesach is posuach, so then the door opens inside, not the way the door goes here, outside. So when the door is open, so then you have a kero. So even though it's not four tvachim wide, it's still the kero is matir, because you have three mechitzes plus a kero. So it's matir. But if you close the door inside, so memele that becomes nistam, sosum from the rest of the mave, and you just have a little space here. So you have the door is one mechitze, and this the uve hamove here, and the uve hamove here, and had there been four tvachim wide, so then you would have four mechitzes al pidin, the three actual mechitzes, this mechitze the door, and this uve, and then the pitikoyer b'seise. But since it's not four tvachim wide, so it cannot. You cannot say piti koyer v'seisim, because in order that should say piti koyer v'seisim, in order to have mechitzes, so you have to have a hollow, an enclosure for tvoch. Now, as a matter of fact, suppose you'll enclose a small space, just two tvochim here, two tvochim. Then you'll put a mechitze here and a mechitze here, and there is just three tvochim between here and here. So this enclosure will not have a din of rishus hayochim, because the enclosure must have a space of dalet tvochim. So memele, since the uve hamove here is less than dalet tvachim, it's chetzi mikuro v'chetzi sheni mikuro. So memele, so when it's open, so the whole move is muta, and the uve hamove is also part of the move. But when you close the door inside, so that is set up, it's obstructed. The uve hamove is obstructed from the rest of the move. So memele. And so, two, you have three mechitzes, but you don't have a fourth mechitze. You cannot say the pikero is yered v'seisim outside, because betitiko yered v'seisim, because you don't have, it's not four tvachim wide. All right. So, iskupo mishameshes v'is reshuiz, bizman shapesach pesuach v'edni, pesach no ukul achutz, v'moiso iskupo gavei al yudu chobad alet, hareize reshuiz le'atz. Mishameshes v'reshuiz, פום שימשך את הרשוס היוחי, פום שירם, כאן פום שירחוש בית, הרי לא שירס העצמא, פום שירס היוחי, תאמר לי, כאלה דובי הימו, יוד ורוחל דלנה, ושירס נעצר מציל הבית, שיחו כאן פור שתיים. אוממה, זוי רשוס היוחי. What is the רשוס היוחי? In other words, if it is a חיד שעומק יוד ורוחל דלת, or a גדע, that גובי היוד ורוחל דלת, זה רשוס היוחי. לימוד המים, לימוד תהוד רב יהודה, ליטון, יסר על קיר אומר רב יהודה. מי שיש לי בספוטים, שני סיבר שצר Eiser, lachim ikam, lachim ikam. Oy kero mikam, kero mikam. V'neisim, v'neisim b'emtza. So in other words, suppose you have a movei, and you have, and lengthwise you have the buildings, so you have the kesilim of the buildings. So that's two mechitzes. But widthwise it's open. It's open to the rishus harabim. So Rabbi Yehuda says that he can be ma'arevet. You can set up an eret. How? So in other words, so it means midraise, you're allowed to carry it. It's Rishita Yochid just by that. By the two mechitzes, converted into Rishita Yochid midraise. But midrabono, it's not Rishita Yochid, it's two mechitzes. So you have to, in order to make it into Rishita Yochid midrabono, so widthwise, on both sides, on both open sides, widthwise, you have to set up Ilechi here, and the lechi here, post here, or a cave here on one side, widthwise, or a cave and cave on the other side. But that's only necessary with the rabbonon. But with the raise, without anything, just the two mechitzes. You have a mobile and a foolish, and you have two mechitzes. I mean the buildings, that the case of abotim, that's the mechitzes, so it becomes a vicious ayoch. So, yes, okay, no, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnei Shri, please, but Mishnei Shri, the vicious rabbi. So midraise becomes a rishis hayochid by virtue of the case le'abotim, the two mechitzes lengthwise, even though widthwise it's open on both sides and open to rishis rabbins. So it's still a rishis hayochid, that alley has a din of rishis hayochid, but midrabonon is not allowed to carry unless he sets up ilechi on one side and ilechi on the other side. Or he came on one side, he came on the other side. Or it can be on one side ilechi and the other side he came. So then he's allowed to carry within the alley more than the Damas, even with Rabbanon. But without the Lechi on the two sides widthwise, so then he's with Rabbanon, he's not allowed to carry. But with Raise, he's allowed to carry even without the Lechi or Ikeo on the two sides widthwise, as long as he has to mechitze his lengthwise. All right. You cannot be married. The Rishis HaRabim that way. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda would also be made there, that if without the Lechi and without the Keo, and the two sides widthwise, so it would be a Rishis HaRabim, so the setting up of the construction of the Lechi and the Keo on the two sides widthwise, so will not convert it into Rishis HaYochid. If without that, it would be a Rishis HaRabim, I say. But Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that you can be Me'arei is because he holds even without the Lechi Mikam, Lechi Mikam, Keon Mikam, Keon Mikam, it is already a Rishis HaYochid in the Raise, by virtue of the two Mechitzes lengthwise. But Midrabonanat, since Midrabonanat, so Lechi Mikam, Lechi Mikam, Keon Mikam, Keon Mikam, make it into a Rishis HaYochid in the Rabbah. So, when the Braise says Zui Rishis HaYochid, so that is a Rishis HaYochid in the Raise. Chitz Omukyul is a Rishis HaYochid in the Raise. Ma Shein Kein, Shnei Potim Shnei Sidr Rishis HaRabim is not a Rishis HaYochid in the Raise. La Fuke, Mishitas Rabbi Yud. So then the question is, why does the Braise have to emphasize again? Zui Rishis HaYochid Muro, it already said is a Rishis HaYochid. Vamai Kolei Muro, Mao Vitei Mekitli Rabon Malei de Rabi Yud, La Rishis HaYochid. Let's see a very strange expression. And there is a machlekes reshem in the pshat in the Gemara. So Rashi, when the Rashi says that even though the Gemara uses the lashon hanen mila litalte, avol lizrek meidalei, but the Gemara doesn't mean that there is a distinction between mavir and zri. There is no distinction. But the Gemara means mal litei bekitli rabon nalei de rabbi yehuda lavrish tzayochi hanen mila litalte. That it's not a Rishis HaYochid mid Rabbonon to be allowed to carry within that movei after you make Lechi Mikam, Lechi Mikam, Kero Mikam, Kero Mikam. But as far as the Deraise is concerned, I would say the Rabbonon agree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbonon only say, Emi'avi Rishis HaRabim Mikach. So they achilik on Rabbi Yehuda in respect to the Rabbonon. They say to Rabbi Yehuda, you Rabbi Yehuda, you say that if you have two mechitzes more, two real mechitzes, actual mechitzes, the case le'abot, on the two sides lengthwise of the alley, and then you put up ilechi on one on the two other sides, widthwise, or here on the two sides, on two other sides, widthwise. So you are allowed to carry midrabonon, we are chilek on you. We say that midrabonon, you're not allowed to carry, even though you set up lechis or keros on the two other sides, widthwise. And that we are chilek. But as far as the Deraisa is concerned, we agree with you that once you have two mechitzes lengthwise, so it becomes a Rishis HaYochid Deraisa. Mainly if somebody will throw from a real Rishis HaRabim, let's say from his Klatye, from a Klatye, into that move that has two mechitzes lengthwise, you'll be chayev. We agree with that. So when he says, Aber Yisrik Meirei, they do not mean Dakel Yisrik Meirei, that Israel. Even Litautel Meirei, Litautel, Fame Rishis Rabin, Fame Sratye, inside the Mobe is there. So why does the Mora say, Lizrik Meirei is loud Dakel Yisrik, according to Rashi? It means, Lizrik, the Mora means, Ligami Midrai says, Kantira Tevishnayochi Didun. I would say, I could have a Sokel Aitor. It's not so, but I could have a Sokel Aitor. That Rabbanon agree with Rabbi Yehuda insofar as the Raisi is concerned. The two mechitzes, lengthwise, make them over into Rishayot and the Raisi. But Rabbi Yehuda says that if Rabbanon you are allowed to carry, if you set up in addition to these two mechitzes, lengthwise, two lechis widthwise, so and then they are here. But as far as Raisi is concerned, I could say that Rabbanon agree with Rabbi Yehuda. And they are only chemically telltale, that means, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds, that when you set up your lechi on the two sides with one, you're allowed to carry the damas inside the moderate, we are chelik on you. We are chelik on you in respect to the Rabbah. This is how Rashi explained it. Lechelikam, shtei peis. Shlechen abot im hekam ba'al, v'yistob Rabbi Yehuda peis, v'chitza v'yistob Yochim Raisa. V'yikish shtei mechitza, ma'al yisi. Mechitza, shtei peis, bot. Ma'al yitei mechitza, Rabbah na'al yidra Rabbi Yehuda peis, v'amre, 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 v